Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and incredibly sexy people. Are you claiming that? Is that what you are saying I am? Okay, hang on to your hats again, because like I have been saying in the last few weeks, we're in big change here, guys. Really, really, really big change. Before we get started, please, if you are going to want to talk or have a question for the channel, please press 1 now so that we can get you up on the switchboard and get your name up here. I need to know that sooner than later so we can pace the show. Okay, if those of you that heard me on Jennifer McLean's, forgive me for repeating some of this. You heard it in a lot more detail there. But basically, we have gone from, as we talked about weeks ago, we have gone from directing energy to defining it. Now, the biggest thing we have to define right now is ourselves. And, you know, for years we did go through, I believe I can be God in this lifetime, our frequencies are God energy, I am God-likeness, blah, 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 until the day came, so many years ago, when those of us who were originating a lot of this sat in a circle and said, no, you just got to claim your God. So this has been what has been expanding ever since then, our understanding of how to do this and working through the resistance that we have in doing it. So, again, we are not directing energy anymore. Well, we are directing energy, but we're directing energy by defining us. So, when I was working last week, I was given very clearly the words, I am the God who is. And I thought I was supposed to then, whatever we put on after that is the direction of the energy. That's not the highest understanding now. They just want us to work with the statement, I am the God who is. Just sit with that. That's who you are. I am the God who is. So what that means when it comes to us hoping to create what we want. For example, if you are wanting to create a baby in your life, it's not I am the God who is creating a baby. It's I am the God who is the baby. I am the God who is the money. I am the God who is the health. We literally create it because we are it. We create it by being it. Now, what the heck does that mean? It means that we literally are the frequency of the vibration of creation itself. In the beginning was the Word, right? I am the Word. And as I was waking up from a dream state yesterday, where I often do some of my best channeling work, I was given the words, I am the Word. I am the Word. I am creation itself. Whatever word I speak is created because it comes from the creation of who I am and is therefore me put into manifestation by my word. Well, you can see this gives a whole greater understanding to you speaking your word and keeping your word, because you are speaking and keeping yourself as the vibration of the creation that you want. So it's not I am something, but I am. So knowing and claiming or speaking I am is creation itself. So I said, okay, well, because I know you guys are going to ask me, then if I want a baby, do I say I am the baby, which is what we thought a few days ago? And what I got this morning, now you can see I'm still receiving clarity about this, and I'm sure you all will help me bring in even more during the show today. But literally, my understanding in this moment, and I get it's the highest understanding in this moment, is you have an intention, you hold yourself in love, and you claim I am. So let's say my intention is to get my little bear out successfully, which means, you know, worldwide, making a lot of money, changing children's lives, creating exactly what we're talking about right now within children at a very, very early age. That's my intention. And I go to my love place and I hold my state self in the state of love and claim I am, which means I am that. I am that intention. I am all that includes that intention. That's our highest creative place. The state of love allows us to feel and own the creation that we are, because that's the vibration and frequency that we literally are, is love. Anything that we've strayed from that is an abomination of who I am, basically. So therefore, when we are that frequency of love, our word is spoken, the frequency is created, and manifestation happens. I want to speak, I know a lot of you know that Rika Zimmerman, who is a healer in our world, announced that she has been diagnosed with cancer. For those of you doing prayer work and light work for Rika, I want you to do it with joy and hold what is total, fabulous, incredible health feel like from the state of love. And claim I am that, and hold the intention for Rika that that's it for her also. You see that the fear, the lack, the not knowing, and I'm going to read you a little something here from Conversations with God, that all takes us out of who we really are, which takes us out of the I am. Because who we are is love, and you can only hold one place at a time, and therefore fear and anger takes you out of who you really are. I want to read you that it's on page 91, those of you that want to go back and look at it from Conversations with God. To think, speak, and do something which you do not truly believe is impossible. Therefore, the process of creation must include belief or knowing. This is absolute faith. This is beyond hoping. This is knowing of a certainty. And he quotes, "By your faith shall ye be healed." Therefore, the doing part of creation always includes knowing. It is a gut-level clarity, a total certainty, a complete acceptance as reality of something. This place of knowing is a place of intense and incredible gratitude. It is a thankfulness in advance, and that perhaps is the biggest key to creation, to be grateful before and for the creation. Such taking for granted is not only condoned, but encouraged. It is the sure sign of mastery. All masters know in advance that the deed has been done. So you see how important this knowing that you are God and that you are the I Am Presence. Because when you know you are I Am, there is no doubt. Because you literally are the creative force itself. And therefore, the only thing that you can doubt is you. And when we no longer doubt us, then the doubt that is holding creation from us must dissipate. So I want to go back to the cancer for a minute, because Rika said something in her video about the cancer hiding from her immune system, and it really impacted me, those words, kind of threw me back against the wall. That hiding from, those are the words that really knocked me back. And a higher understanding is that any time we hide the true power of who we are from ourselves, we go into dis-ease, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, or dimensional. When we move out of the I Am that we are, or we hide the I Am that we are, the God love word that we are, we feel out of alignment. We experience being out of sorts. And therefore, we must claim the power that we are. We must be the power that we are. And then doubt fades away, and creation is all there is. Okay, I can go to the callers. So, Stephen, is our internet up and working okay? Stephen? Well, I was supposed to ask him if our Blog Talk was having a little problem with the streaming. So, well, we're going to go to the callers and hope everything is working fine. And I'm going to start with Phyllis in Hawaii. You're on, honey.
Oh, hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yeah, everything's doing great. I have to thank you. I have a testimonial. You know, we've been working with this thing of just following your heart. You know, if you get a hit, you know, to go with it. So I made a decision, you know, probably got a hit probably back in December anyway, to come back to the mainland and go to this writer's workshop. I just wanted to be in that, you know, environment for a week or so and do some writing. So it's just great. It's kind of like, you know, those things where you kind of, when this trip comes getting closer, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Really?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh no, it's the right thing. I knew it. And then, so it's kind of cool. But
yeah, good. Because so many times, Phyllis, you want to second guess yourself, like all of us.
Right.
Like all of us. If I had given myself a moment to second guess my little bear, I would have never moved forward with it.
Yeah, and it just always, you know, be an idea that I'll get to it when it's time.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling that it's coming here, you know. I feel like I need to finish this book. I have like two others waiting to be written, so I don't know that I needed to come all the way to the mainland to kind of get inspired or at least get in the groove of things.
Well, I don't think that's the question. They're saying that that's really not the question. It's whether you needed to do it. The point is that you had a hit and you wanted to do it, so you should follow that.
Right.
You know, because everything opens up something else.
Yeah.
Even the experience in China for me, which was not the experience that I had planned or thought that it would be, has led to all of this opening up because I wouldn't let myself get away with blaming somebody else, you know? So everything, if you stay conscious, is just an expansion. And there's no right or wrong. There's just a lot of different ways to get there. And that's why you have to follow your heart.
Yeah, I had a question, though. You know, just coming back here, it's like, oh, I just feel the, you know, it's just quiet and I just feel so good. And it's kind of like, you know, my heart wanted me to move to Hawaii, but I just really want to manifest living in different places. I just want to live in one place.
Well, but that's what you're doing. But you see, if you never follow your instinct to go, then you're not doing that. But you have to follow your instinct to go to figure out that that's really what you wanted. Okay, well, back then I wanted to go to Hawaii, and now I want to go back to Arizona, and maybe, you know, next year I'll go to California. That's the part of not getting stuck for you. See, and the part for me is I just want a home, which I've created, where I can stay all my life. One house, one place, one home, and I'll travel when I can. So, you know, there isn't any right or wrong. There's only what feels good for you. And that's what you need to follow to find out where your description of happiness is. You understand?
Yeah, so it's a matter of starting working, or I'm doing it now, manifesting that now, because, I mean, I have a job in Hawaii that requires me to be there.
Well, it requires you to be there when you're there. And when you're not there, you can be where you're at.
Oh.
But you see, you're getting clearer that when this job ends, or perhaps there's a different way to describe this job now because you're clear that you like to be a lot of different places and that excites you, right?
Yeah.
Keeps you learning. It keeps you alive. Guys, think of life as looking for a house. You know, you tell your realtor, I want to buy a house, and this is how much I can afford. That's pretty much the limitations, maybe in this area. So the realtor takes you to look at a house, and you go, yeah, it's a really nice house, but it doesn't have a backyard. Oh, you want a big backyard? Yeah, I think I do. Well, I'll add that then, right, to my order for the universe. Okay, so she takes you to another house. Oh, I love the backyard, but the bedrooms are so small. Oh, I see. You want a yard and big bedrooms. Yeah, I think I do. So you get clearer and clearer and clearer about what it is that you want, which is then you're able to speak your word and be the vibration and the frequency of that thing that you want. Because you start feeling more into it because you're clear about what you want, which helps you get more excited about finding it. That's the life process pretty much in a nutshell.
Right. I've done that before. Yeah, because the thing is, I want to come here. I wish I could just stay here for a month, you know, but
Well, so you got a week to realize that you want to come back for a month, Phyllis. So
yeah.
Create that somehow.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. That great start to the show, because you just really defined here the creative process in a simple way. You all think it's just so elusive. You know, get over that, because as you believe, it's delivered to you. If you are the word and you speak your word and you are the frequency of what you want, then it must come in to be. It's not that. Think of it. They keep saying, just tell them, think of it as shopping for a house. Okay, well, I don't have this in my life, a.k.a. my house. So how can I explain to my realtor, a.k.a. the universe, a little more definitively what I want? Well, Phyllis wants now to live in a lot of different places that really nurture and excite her. But we weren't really clear about that until now. So be that. Thanks, baby.
Thanks for taking my call, Dee. Bye-bye.
You bet. You bet. Well, I think we're going to miss Susan. I haven't heard from you for a while, baby. How have you been?
Well, I've been fantastic.
Well, I'm so happy, Susan.
Lots of really neat things have happened. I do have one question, and I also have a testimonial, which is cool.
Well,
so
I like this is a show of testimonials already. I like that. Okay, go for it.
Now, which one do you want first, the question or the testimonial?
Testimonial
is fun. Okay, good. So you know that I've been worried about finances and all that.
I have been working with you, yes.
Since you've been working with me. So I decided, when Nadia came on, I asked her, and she verified, yeah, you worry too much, blah, blah, blah. And she, you know, told me a little exercise. And one of the things she told me, she says, and she said this is for everybody in the community, was to see, like at bedtime, to just see a divine white light, white golden light pouring into my heart, and see it as I sleep, to visualize it just pouring into my heart and see myself as saying something to myself like, I choose to be someone who is abundant, someone who chooses to be, you know, fantastically healthy, and, you know, just see that and just don't even worry about, you know, just see myself just totally like that. And every night. So I've been doing that. And just, you know, just letting go of any worry, just seeing myself like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. All of the stuff that's been falling away, all the money that's been falling away has been coming back in, just surprisingly. And one of the interesting things is my TV just went out, and my roommate, one of the ones that's planning on moving in full time, he's been really concerned about that. Like, he wants to go downstairs and be able to watch the TV, and it died. And so all of a sudden, this money just jumped in. I've got too much money in the bank for the people that, you know, say I can only have so much. So now I had to take some money out. So now I have to go out and spend this money, because otherwise they're going to have a fit. So now I have more than enough money to buy a nice TV to put into there to make him happy. So I'm like, yay. it's everything's just flowing beautifully.
You guys crack me up. And, you know, whether you hear it from Jared or Jennifer McLean or Nadia, or we've been saying this stuff, feel good, feel love, see yourself already having it, be in gratitude, just... But if you that Nadia said it, Susan, I'm happy.
It just backed up what you would have been saying to me. It's just like, okay, great, you know. So, you know, and she, you know,
that's
she gave
right.
me a little exercise. She gave
and
me a little exercise to write down, you know, as well. And
you know,
okay,
sometimes guys, you have to hear it for a few years, and then the person that says it again, the way that you can hear it, is what clicks. And whenever that happens, yippee.
And here's another thing. You were just talking about how when you said, I am the God who is, and that we are the frequency of the energy of creation itself. Yesterday, I was with one of my friends who has had difficulty having to, you know, keeps going back in the past about his bad feelings and stuff. The exact same things that you just were saying to everybody in the whole group are the exact same things that I was telling him.
Well, good. I'm hoping that all of you are rippling it out. And I'm hoping that all of you are rippling it out mostly by being it. There's no greater way to teach.
It's
to
like
be the example.
It's like the whole same energy is coming through to all of us. It's coming through and going out to help and serve others, which is
Hallelujah,
really, really
praise
cool.
The Lord. So do you have a question now, Susan, that we can help
you
with?
The question that I have, and here first off, I'm going to make the statement: I know you're not I know you're not a doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so we know that. Okay, so because of my injury from hurting my back when I was in a car accident, now they want to treat my back since it hasn't completely healed up. And I still have a lot of pain between my, in my spine. They want to give me injections. And I was looking down the list of doctors that do injections.
Okay, so hold on. Let me tell you what is coming in already. Because I get a yes about letting them treat your back. And as soon as you said injections, it went to no.
Okay. Here's my other option. On the list it said there's one doctor that does acupuncture.
Yeah.
And that's
that
what
I
was thinking. That's what I was getting, because I was testing it and I was getting a yes on acupuncture, and that's what I was thinking was instead of injections, because I was like, ew, injections? I don't think I want to go that route. But I wanted to ask
about cortisone?
Yeah.
I
think so.
I know a lot of people like Carol Channing that have had injections and go, oh my God, don't ever do that. I am not a doctor. I'm just going to ask energetically what's more in alignment with you and your healing, because all my work is energetic. And I get a big yes on acupuncture.
That's what I've been testing it myself, and I have a real strong feeling that I'm not in alignment with injections, but definitely with acupuncture. So.
But let's go back even to what I said in the beginning. I think this is what we all need to do right now, is to hold the intention of allowing all of ourselves to
I think I understand.
Accept and allow ourselves the experience and the knowing of the I Am presence that we are. That the more we allow ourselves to know it and bring it to our consciousness, the less dis-ease, whatever is dis-ease in your life right now, the more opportunity it has to fall away when we know we truly are creating the health. No. See, they're stopping me in my words already. That we literally are the vibration of health ourselves. Again, we're going to really have to be vigilant about I'm not creating it, but I am literally the creation of it. Okay, honey?
And that, I am just the acupuncture is a tool to...
Well, the acupuncture is a tool that allows you to heal yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Instead of, yeah.
So I am allowing myself to know all of the God that I am right now.
Yeah, because I'm not in alignment with injections. I'm in alignment with acupuncture.
I get a yes on that. So that's, and they're saying for some people, they would be more in line with injections, but you're not. All right, honey. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
I love you. And thank you for sending me the thingy, my little thing from my camera. I so appreciate
it. Oh, yeah,
that.
You're welcome, Susan. You're welcome.
All right.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to Julie in Texas. Hold on. Got to get you on here. Here you come. There you are. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hoping to get out and get a pool day in. We'll see how that goes.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if you could give me a little guidance on this. So I had a bit of an interesting evening. So I work part-time for a catering company, and I also have my own private practice. So I do this just to keep my finances up until I can generate enough clients. And one of the things that happened last night was our chef, which is one of the owners, literally trying to get me to say a cuss word in order to get the food that I needed to put out for wedding guests.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, you lost me.
I know. Okay.
What?
So I'm working this station at a wedding, which means I have this food out for all these, you know, these people that got married and their wedding guests, right?
Yeah.
It's a mac and cheese station. So when I needed a refill of something, and what they call it is like the backup, which is the oh crap bacon, which they were not saying crap. They were saying S-H-I-T. And I just don't really cuss that much. Sometimes it slips out, but that's just not, I mean, I think that it's just, to me, it's putting
okay.
out negative.
So I heard this very clearly even before
yeah.
you explained it. So
yeah.
Your words were, I do this as a backup to keep my finances up or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the way that you keep your finances down. And if you could just move out of, let's get to what this represents, because this is a minutia thing. Do you
mm-hmm.
understand, Julia? This is a metaphor for something
yeah.
that is much bigger.
For
so
sure.
It's kind of a judgment of the world
mm-hmm.
that we're going toward the word description. The definition. The definition
mm-hmm.
of something is really what it's about.
Okay.
Okay. And that's just not the case. I mean, you can look at a homeless person, and ultimately they can be Neil Donald Walsh in a few years. You
right.
can look at a stripper, and literally they spend a lot of their time working for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're locked in kind of this definitive judgment place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using words and judgments of what people kind of look like or represent to hold you back from your own power.
Okay.
Now, is this resonating with you as I'm explaining it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, in the past, when something like that would happen, I typically would take it, and I've gotten a lot better about standing in my power and just not, I mean, it's ridiculous. I just stood there, and I'm like, what if I told your son to say the F-bomb? And, of course, he didn't want to hear that. Like, it's an all-time low for me.
Well,
even though,
yeah,
why are people,
but what,
you know?
Yeah, hold on. you're focused on the little thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you focus on the big thing within you, okay, now they're telling me to go to a core belief. If you focus on the big thing within you, because it's never about something outside of ourselves.
Right.
Guys, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on.
Okay.
Going right here, 22. Okay. The original core belief as it's written is when I'm loved, I'm depressed. They don't want, oh, wow, that's the highest word. When I'm loved, I'm successful. So that begs the question then, success, I'm testing this, yes, success has a negative worked in with the positive, and I'm going to your father. What does your father have to do with a negative being mixed in with success?
Oh, my father mixed in. Wow. I mean, the first thing that comes up for me, I guess, is that, you know, my undergrad degree was in a different field. It wasn't in counseling psychology. So I don't think that he understands my new passion.
I want you to go to when you were a little girl.
Okay.
And what was going on in your family with your dad around being successful?
He was a blue-collar worker, worked very hard, was a farmer, farmed his father's land.
Okay. So, baby, you are trying very, very, very hard not to be your dad. And these people plug you right in to what that represents. So talk to me.
Okay. I'm trying to make that link.
Well, did your father swear?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
They keep showing me a very, very young little girl, like 2 or 3.
Okay.
And they give me the word distasteful. So there was something that was modeled for you when you were very young that you connect with blue collar and the people like the guys that were at the wedding that wanted you to do this represent that blue collar to you. Actually, the language that they use represents blue collar to you. And so your great challenge now is to see why you're so plugged in. When I say blue collar, if you free associate, what comes up for you?
A middle class, hardworking, almost settling.
Yeah, all those things you don't want to be. You see, you want to be successful. You want it to be easy. You want to make lots of money. But this focus, this subconscious focus you have on blue collar is keeping you doing blue collar or working with what you perceive as blue collar in order to make enough money because you can't make it because you're focused on this.
Yeah, that part makes complete sense.
Okay.
That resonates.
So you have to love and accept and honor your father for who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was paving the way for you to do what you can do. And now it's your job to move into the joy and the love and the excitement of doing what you do and being as successful as you can, but without the judgment of people like the man who helped you get on this path. Many of us try so hard not to be our parents that the very struggle against them holds us back.
Okay.
I don't want to be an alcoholic. I don't want to be an alcoholic like my dad. I don't want to be an alcoholic like my dad. Often ends up in being an alcoholic. or having problems with alcohol, because where your focus is where you put your attention, which is what is created, because back to the very beginning, you're taking the God of you, the I am of you,
mm-hmm.
and the vibration of that and putting it wherever your focus is.
Yeah.
Okay? So...
Yeah. I didn't ever explore it that deeply before. To me, it was, you know, just a, really a means to an end. I just do this for the meantime, which is like for 5 years. But I
yes,
just started
but,
my
but
private
the thing
practice.
Is you won't have to do it anymore if you just start focusing on the joy of making a lot of money and being your own success. And loving and appreciating and honoring your father for how he got you here. I
mm-hmm.
honor my father in his alcoholism and his suicide because it was part of my path. If anybody's keeping me back anymore, it's me. He brought me in. That was his job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Do you
All right,
see
honey.
Me being able to... stop doing that as my business flourishes and I have more clients financially, and because I love it. I love seeing clients.
Yeah, so just focus on that.
Okay.
But every time you feel good, Julia,
yeah.
you're creating more of the success and money you want. So look at where you can feel good.
Okay.
Okay. While you
I
go
try.
On these jobs.
I try when I'm doing that. And, then
and be present.
Like that happens, so ridiculous.
You know, be present
mm-hmm.
to stay out of the judgment and go, oh, there's that thing that always pushed my buttons before. And
yeah.
now I know what it's about.
Okay.
So I can just be in my joy of working here now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet.
Love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. And, you know, guys, it's not going to make sense to your physical mind at all. You just got to do it, knowing it's already delivered, like we read just now, and be in the joy of it and watch the creation turn around. But you got to make a choice right now. Are you going to just do it on blind faith or not? Jean in Massachusetts, are you?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Jean Mariah.
I know. Nice to hear from you.
I know. I've been listening every Sunday, but I haven't called in a long time. But I'm calling for a reason. I had my first calm, relaxed week after a very, very busy month of May. And all of a sudden, my left hip felt a little funny. And at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at work, severe pain, like sciatic pain. So I've been icing and limping, and it's a beautiful day, and I feel trapped with this pain and would like to understand energetically why this is happening.
Okay, well, you put it together. And, guys, you know, if you talk with your friends and you listen to what you say and go back, you'll be able to put a lot of this stuff together for yourself. So I had a very, very, very busy month of May, and then I relaxed.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. So when I say, is it okay for Jean to relax? No. Is there a lot of fear around Jean relaxing? Yes, because if Jean isn't going and going and going and going and going, everything might fall apart, right?
Yep.
Yes,
me.
Well, that's your left hip, because your left hip is your feminine.
Yep.
Okay, which nourishes you and takes care of you and babies you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just found out a way to pay for having a nice, easy week, Jean.
Oh, God.
Now, hold on. Sheets. But give me a song, because there's something a little higher we're getting to.
Happy Days Are Here Again.
Yeah. Okay. So when I say health and wellness and alignment and happy days go together, I get a no. So your job is to hold the intention that ease and effortlessness and joy, okay, absolutely create awesome, happy health. That all those things live together harmoniously. That's the intention you hold. You feel into your love place, and you claim I am.
Okay.
Okay. That's where they want you to live for the next week. Tell
okay.
your head, thank you very much. You got the message now. It can align itself because you are the energy that aligns yourself. You are the energy of alignment. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You are the vibration and the frequency of alignment. They are suggesting, too, some mild exercise to help you limber up a little bit.
I've been doing that gently.
To get out. Good. Okay.
I got my yoga mat out, and yes, I've been,
yeah.
And I did feel better after when I got up this morning.
That's going to help. That's
going to
help.
8 hours. And there is one other underlying fear. I've had bowel problems for a couple of months, and I've been waiting on an appointment to see a doctor. And I don't know, it's so closely related down there that...
Give me a song.
Zippity-doo-da-da.
Okay, again, it's... And this is... You know, I've had the lovely fortune and trust to work with a lot of you over several years now. And, you know, you and I have worked often in workshops and over the phone mm-hmm. about this propensity that Jean used to have for victimness and hardship. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm like a little soldier. I march through it.
Well, but that they don't want you to do that anymore, see? That's,
okay.
That's how you've defined you, is
mm-hmm.
I'm a little soldier that marches through it. They want you to define you as the creator that creates health, happiness, joy, and alignment everywhere, that you literally are the frequency of that.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to march through the other crap.
Yep.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. I'm
going
to listen online to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you, Jean.
Love you.
Thank you, honey. Lovely to hear from you. And Carmen, we don't have a lot of time, but I want to get to you. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi. Then quickly, yesterday while leading a class on clearing energetic blocks, I had something pop in about... feeling guilt around one of the reasons I don't hang on to abundance is because I feel guilty about taking money from others. So I just want to either redirect the energy or see what else comes up around that little onion layer that popped up yesterday.
Basically, Carmen, it's an onion layer that keeps expressing itself, but it's a much deeper core issue. Sheets. Fuck. Give me a movie, please.
Oh, I don't know why I saw Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, well, I do. Because...
Okay. Yeah, me too.
That,
I don't know why.
I mean, literally, you've kind of said, I am... your intention that you've been holding for your entire life... And I think this is probably for most of us. Our intention that we've been holding is that we are going to create our redemption in this lifetime so that we can move on. And if we are the word of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and if we are saying, I am redemption, that is going to keep us consistently in the experience of being the vibration of what we are claiming. They're saying that that is the deepest, most succinct answer you've ever gotten for this. If you are the word of you,
mm-hmm.
and you are saying, I have to pay for this life, I have to pay for who I am, and you vibrate that out, that is consistently the experience you have to have of you in this lifetime. So one of the ways you've done that is to go, okay, well, I'll feel guilty about money, and maybe I can redeem myself that way. Talk to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to absorb it with what I channeled in yesterday.
Which was?
It was just this kind of like an owing, a debt that needs to be repaid, and I get it's past life. I actually get it's
well,
pretty
honey,
freaking.
That's what redemption is. Let me pay with myself so that I can get what I want. Let me redeem it, okay? So you're the coupon, Carmen, that you're taking to the store to redeem. You keep taking it to the universe and going, here, can I redeem myself now? Can I get my payment for myself now?
Okay, then what's, since I know we're short on time, what's, I just feel like the goggles that I'm wearing are those, right? So what goggles do I need to put on to have the new world view for me?
Okay.
It's like the way that it keeps coming up is just driving me nuts.
Well, because you let it.
I don't. Oh.
Yeah, you do. You let it because if you're the creator of you, and if you're not going to accept that, then we can stop here. But I know.
No, I know.
I know that you know that.
I do. I do,
okay.
Absolutely.
So you're the creator of you. You're the God of you. You are the I am presence of you. You are your own word.
Okay.
Right
so
now
this,
you
this,
are speaking the words that you don't want. You're saying, I want to be free and I have to be redeemed. But you can't hold those two things at the same time. They cancel each other out. Do you understand that?
Yes. And
okay.
Then something.
So your intention right now is that I want to be somebody who loves accepting money for my great service from everybody in the world. So I'm going to go to my love place,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to claim I am. And
I am.
That's where you hold yourself until you absolutely know. You know, I'm going to leave everybody with this, guys. And I gave you this, the channel gave you this exercise over a year ago. You take a slow, deep breath into the count of three or four. With a smile on your face, I want you, as you exhale, to feel your love place, feel your joy, and state, I am the God who is.
Okay.
I am the God who is. Now, those of you that have, you see, my explanation of God is all thought and all possibility. Those of you that have a reaction to the word God can use the word love. I am the love that is, because we know love creates everything. Do that for 10 minutes a day, no longer than 20. Slow breath into the count of three or four. With a smile on your face, you exhale, I am the God who is. because that's the big owning. That's our knowing that Conversations of God was talking about. When we truly know that, we know that anything we speak, whether it's by thought or by spoken word or thought, is absolutely the vibration that we become.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
When you were talking about the creation and what came in as the stopper, was that I have a preconceived idea of how I'm supposed to create, and it's not supposed to be at anybody else's cost. So as creator, when I create money and it's coming from someone else, I discreate because it feels like an imbalance, that's not how it's supposed to come.
Carmen, just stop it. You know, if you kept going out in the world and there was a big piece of glass right out your front door, and you kept stepping on it and slitting your foot, wouldn't you remove the frickin' piece of glass and not step on it anymore?
Yeah.
Well, stop it. You just told me exactly that you understood what you do.
I did.
So do something else, honey. You see, the core of the whole thing here is I don't know that I have the power to do that. And if you don't know that, then you will keep stepping on the piece of glass instead of going, oh, well, I can pick up that piece of glass and throw it away. I'm in charge here. I'm sorry, we've got to go.
No, that's fine.
You got it, though. I get it.
Yes,
tell
I
me
did.
You got it.
I got it.
Okay, good. I sure as hell got it. I get all of you. I get all of your love and all of your joy, and let's just go for this. We got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Everybody join me in doing that exercise. I'm sure as heck going to do it this week. Until we meet again, the gods of us coming together, creating the gods of us. Love yourself, and love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.